It's Red Eye Radio. Gary McNamara and Eric Harley talk about everything from politics to social issues and news of the day. Whether you're up late or you're just starting your day, welcome to the show. This is Red Eye Radio.
Hello and welcome. He is Gary McNamara. I'm Eric Harley. As we move into a very special Tuesday. Gary, how are you?
Well, not bad. I mean,
let me see your hands.
Woke
come
up,
out slowly.
Woke up to a, whoa, what's this? A couple of hours ago.
It's like, yeah.
It was
a much slower news day before we went to sleep. I went to sleep around, I don't know.
Well, yeah, the biggest news seemed to be, well, it was either, Joe Biden, whatever else is in the bill.
God knows what else is in that heaping, steaming pile.
To the death of, Olivia Newton-John really probably was the lead, was the biggest story that was out there. And then, wake up to the raid of Trump's house.
Yeah.
Of his home.
Yep. While he was in New York.
Mar-a-Lago. Yeah.
So the FBI raids Mar-a-Lago.
And so, you and I having a discussion, back and forth, because there's just so much reaction, on this. But from what we know from every single news source that I've looked at that has stated what their sources say, the reason that they raided Mar-a-Lago, it's bull.
Yeah.
From what everyone has said, that this is about the Presidential Records Act, that you have this debate that goes on between every single presidency and the things that they take out and the National Archives. Because from what the sources are saying, this has nothing to do with January 6th.
No.
I mean, they have nothing on January 6th criminally. They still haven't presented anything on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's got nothing to do with any of his business dealings.
No.
It is only the Presidential Records Act, which is the National Archives, saying, okay, we believe you took some things that you shouldn't have taken, and some may be classified.
Right. Right.
And, you turned over some boxes to us, and we found, with no specific details, nothing, we found what we believe are some things that are classified.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we've been told. And you made a great point as we were coming in. You said, this happened this morning. There's no statement from the Department of Justice. This is unprecedented in American history for what all the sources are claiming, to whether it's the mainstream media or the conservative media out there. The message is all the same from all the sources. This is strictly about the Presidential Records Act.
Mm-hmm.
This is unprecedented in American history. What it does is, in my humble opinion, it shows the American public that there is a dual justice system out there, that one party, and Republicans are completely right for bringing up the fact that you look at the evidence that exists, and we went into detail last night about, more of Hunter Biden's problems, which lead straight to Joe Biden, because they're actually not Hunter Biden's problems. They're Joe Biden's problems.
Mm-hmm.
And so Republicans need to communicate correctly. You and I were talking about that earlier. You need to communicate correctly. It's not, you don't sit there and say, well, they haven't raided Hunter Biden. No, because Hunter Biden is not president of the United States. What you say is they haven't, the FBI has done no raids on Hunter Biden concerning Joe Biden's lie that he had nothing to, that he knew nothing about his son's business dealings. You have to complete the sentence on that. I understand what they're saying, but they've got to complete the sentence on it. But they bring up that. They bring up Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Hillary Clinton broke the law. We all know she did. You could go right to the specific part of it and knew where she broke the law. We know of the whitewashing of tens of thousands of emails Was anybody's house ever raided?
No.
No. And the, that was about the possibility. I mean, the criminal acts would have been the Espionage Act. And the reason why is because everybody, including the FBI and Comey, believe that China, Russia, whoever, bad actors, got into Hillary Clinton's email server because she broke the law.
Mm-hmm. Comey said it.
Comey said exactly. But we don't prosecute because no reasonable prosecutor would do this. And then they're saying this is about generically the Presidential Records Act. From the information that we have received from all the media out there, it's unbelievable what has happened and all it does. You know, you think about it. You think about, and boy, this comes along at a time when the Democrats, you know, the House now considering passing a bill that would increase the, you know, fund the IRS. What is it, 4 or 5 times? Who was the former IRS commissioner that came out and said, they don't need that money? It's unbelievable. Well, I have no idea what they're going to do with all that money. But 87,000 new IRS agents. Remember what the IRS did. Remember what the IRS did in the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
They went after Tea Party groups.
Yep.
And tried to deny them nonprofit status simply because they knew they stood against the current administration. Was there ever severe punishments handed out for that?
No.
No.
No. No.
You look at, as we, you know, you look at.
Remember, it was rogue agents.
Yeah. And you look at, look at the management of the FBI during the Trump-Russia collusion. Look at the Department of Justice. Look at everything that, that happened there. Look at how everything that they talked about in Trump-Russia collusion, actually, all the allegations that they threw at Trump for colluding with the Russians is exactly what the Hillary Clinton, but the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC were doing. The biggest political dirty trick in American history. And you see all these things that have happened, and all of a sudden, boom. This is unprecedented in American history. We've never seen anything like this, and from all the information that has been put out so far on it, it's complete BS.
Jim Jordan appearing on Fox News, we deserve answers now, and that's absolutely the truth. That's what you and I were saying during the pre-show meeting. Well, the Department of Justice doesn't have to come out and give us all the details on the investigation. But they need to face the American people and say, this is what happened on Tuesday, on Monday morning at Mar-a-Lago.
If it's about just the Presidential Records Act, they do need to be more specific on it. Because they, this is something that happens in every administration. This is not unique to Trump.
Well, that's, all, that would be, yeah, and the description right, of the nature of the warrant,
right,
that right, must be disclosed.
Right, because the this, right now, what you get is the imagery of a banana republic,
right?
Which is the president in power knowing that a former president who may challenge him, that we are going to be involved in raiding his home in order to set a political narrative. That is what, and if you look at the Republicans, that's exactly, you know, what they're saying. Mm. That's exactly what Trump said, mm-hmm, going after because of that. And so when you're talking about, and how this should be handled, the Presidential Records Act, is this is something that you go public with if you're the Department of, if you're the National Archives through the Department of Justice. You say, yeah, okay, we're going to file another subpoena with Trump because we believe he has these records and these records. We're going to get his lawyers. We're going to go to court. And where the subpoena that we believe the and you make this public,
mm-hmm,
you make this public because this isn't about criminal wrongdoing.
Right.
It's about a debate as to whether you have things that the National Archive has one opinion on and you have a different opinion on, and the lawyers and the courts handle that.
Well, and the point of a raid is to preserve any evidence that you believe could be destroyed. According to sources, they went after and were able to crack a safe that is relatively new to Mar-a-Lago. By the way,
that had nothing in it, according to
reports. There was, according to the sources, there was nothing right. in that safe. And my question is, did they just get Geraldo'd? Did they? Because how did they know that that safe was new to Mar-a-Lago? Surveillance. Either surveillance on the premises with an undercover agent somewhere working at Mar-a-Lago, or they were outside the premises, or they got documents or something about delivery to regarding the safe.
Well, yeah, but did they just find the safe? We don't know if they found the safe or whether the new safe came from Eric Trump talking about it on the air or on Fox News, or did that come from the Trump camp that the new safe was in? And the FBI did know about it, and they just saw the safe and went into the safe as they were going through.
Right, but with regardless, the search warrant. There would have to, in order to justify a warrant, in normal cases, you're going to have surveillance. You're going to have information somewhere that those documents are somewhere on that premises, even if it isn't specifically about that safe. So that tells me they've had eyes on Mar-a-Lago. For how long? How long is the investigation?
Well, they would if that was the case.
If what was the case?
The scenario is either the Trump people said that it was a new safe, or they just went in and the safe was there.
Regardless of the safe,
that doesn't. That doesn't necessarily mean
why
that there was surveillance.
Why did they believe it was at Mar-a-Lago and not at Trump Towers?
Because that's, from what we know, the original 15 boxes that they got were from Mar-a-Lago. And so they were looking at Mar-a-Lago this entire time.
That's what I mean.
Because the previous thing, because previously they had got, that's where he, because you must, I'm guessing you have to tell when you take the stuff out of the White House where you're taking it.
If it's classified, yeah.
Yeah, if you're taking stuff out of the White, well, no, if it's classified, you're not supposed to take it.
Right. I mean,
you would have to declassify that. Someone would know you were taking those documents by you
declassifying that.
Right.
As president.
But we knew this from the last thing that the documents were there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but no, I'm not saying it wasn't the case. I'm saying that I'm not sure if it was or not. But if it was, yeah, that would you would be correct.
Again, my question: what constitutes the justification for the warrant?
And the fact that they haven't done that all day, that you haven't seen.
That would be the basis of, and really, that needs to be disclosed by the DOJ to the American people.
Well, it should have been already.
It should have happened yesterday morning.
Right. Because you're not talking about, who was it you were telling me during the pre-show meeting that somebody said, well, it's, you know, a senior government official. It's not a senior government official.
Yeah.
It's an ex-president of the United States.
Yeah, analysis by the New York Times. When a search warrant might be issued on a senior government official. Not a senior government official. It's a former president.
Yes.
And you raided his home. The American people absolutely deserve answers and should have had them yesterday morning. This is what happened.
Especially when you have a history of a corrupt FBI system and FBI management that targeted Trump already. And a Justice Department that targeted Trump for 3 years based on completely false allegations made up by the opposition campaign, the Hillary campaign, and the DNC. Especially when you have the first impeachment that was based on Trump worrying about Hunter Biden, which now has come to fruition to being true, and they impeached him because now the first impeachment can be viewed as strictly political to keep the media from focusing on Hunter Biden and where it led to Joe Biden.
So let's see here. This is part of that same analysis from New York Times a couple hours ago. Michael Schmidt. In most cases, when the Department of Justice or the FBI learns that classified information is being kept in an unsecure way, it conducts what is known as a, quote, spill investigation, end quote, to determine where the materials are. Okay, that leaves me with questions. As a part of that investigation, FBI agents determine whether any sensitive national security information has been revealed so the intelligence community can take countermeasures to protect sources and methods. I mean, he's talking in generalities and you know, again, in most instances. This is not most instances.
Well, no, in no instance has it been done this way for a former president.
The closest you could get, I think, is Samuel Berger.
Sandy Berger, yeah.
Yeah, and then Petraeus, I guess, to a certain extent, but that was Petraeus really on his own and what he revealed to somebody else. And his mishandling of classified information had to do with him sharing that with somebody who didn't have clearance.
Yeah, but when Sandy Berger, he actually went to the National Archives and
stole classified information. Yes, right.
Right. That's not the same thing as a president taking records and then the National Archives saying.
Yeah, that's the closest you could get from this to this. That's it. That's how big this whole thing is. Huge. Yeah. And sorry, but the media is going to be, it doesn't matter who they are, the media tomorrow or later today on Tuesday is going to be all this. This is the story because they want a statement by the DOJ.
866-90-RED-EYE.
Keep your engine humming in the heat this summer by keeping up with preventive maintenance. Think your PM is complete after your oil is changed? Think again. There's grease, transmission fluids, and gear oil to consider too. Transmission fluid, for example, prevents wear of gears, bearings, and bushings, protects against corrosion, and acts as a heat transfer fluid. You may not think about this every time you get behind the wheel, but as soon as it's not doing its job, you'll notice. Misapplication of transmission fluid can mean reduced fuel economy and abrupt or hard shifts if the static friction is too high. It can also cause sluggish operation at low temperatures if the viscosity is too high and leaking through seals if viscosity is too low. Stop into a TA truck service near you to start or strengthen your preventive maintenance program today.
This report is a service of Shell Rotella.
Get in touch with Red Eye Radio, toll free at 866-90-RED-EYE.
Eric Harley here for a new sponsor, Total Tax, Inc. Total Tax knows how challenging it can be to run your own business. Whether it's just you and your rig on the open road or if you operate a fleet, Total Tax can help. They've been helping small business owners like you across the USA since 1991 with an experienced and licensed team of financial and tax experts to help keep your business on track and successful. Whether you need help filing back tax returns, resolving taxes you owe, or staying on top of your bookkeeping and current tax returns, think of Total Tax as your business partner providing you with peace of mind while you're on the road. Total Tax is a family-owned business that understands our independent tradesmen are the backbone of America, and they look forward to serving your financial and tax needs so you can keep our country running strong by providing consistent, personal, dedicated, effective, and ethical service to their clients. Total Tax has sustained an A-plus BBB rating for over three decades. Go to TotalTaxForTruckers.com or call 855-920-4121 today and get a free consultation. That's TotalTaxForTruckers.com. TotalTaxForTruckers.com.
It's Red Eye Radio. He is Eric Harley, and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90-RED-EYE. You know, when you're talking about Sandy Berger, remember, he took originals that actually were in the National Archives.
Yeah, right.
Took originals. So this question has been answered. Are they just simply saying that he has copies of things that are classified? Because in order to know that he has something, they would have to know that that document exists. How do they know that document exists?
No, that's a great question. Or was it how it was stored?
Yeah, I don't know, but these are things that happen with every administration.
Yeah,
and you negotiate it with the lawyers. That's what you do.
That's the way it
plays
out.
Because if they already have it, if it's just simply a classified thing, if he's not, if Trump isn't keeping something, so he isn't indicted, how would the National Archives know about it to begin with?
Right.
And it wouldn't matter if they had the copies or they have the original and he has the copies.
Right.
So what's the purpose of it?
Call in and get a word in edgewise. Eric Harley and Gary McNamara on Red Eye Radio.
And he is Eric Harley and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90-RED-EYE. Just reading Phil Klein, National Review. It is unprecedented for the FBI to raid the house of a former president as it did Monday when it searched inside Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago. At this stage, with so little known, it's best for everybody to wait for more information before drawing any conclusions. But the idea that a law enforcement organization under a sitting president would raid the home of his predecessor opponent in the previous election and potential opponent in the next election has no close parallel in American history. Given the implications for the nation's constitutional system, the FBI better have had a really good reason to search Trump's property. If they do not actually have the goods, this will make a political system that is already under stress that much more unstable and should be alarming to anybody, no matter their personal feelings about Trump or his statements and actions. And everything that we're going, any conclusion or any analysis that we're drawing is based on all the media reports that seem to be the same, that this is just about the Presidential Records Act. And if it's just about the Presidential Records Act, that's something that's negotiated consistently. That can go on for years with former presidents.
Sure.
And the other thing is, for example, if he did have what they viewed as classified information, was everything taken? Remember, he was at Mar-a-Lago quite often during his presidency. Were these things that were taken during his presidency that he can claim he declassified as president?
Right.
And as you said, Dershowitz said that going into the safe means that they were going after that they would have had, in order to justify a warrant, it had to be specific for something that they were looking for.
Well, the way that he phrased it, it basically, and I'll have to get the quote back in front of me because I've clicked like 10 pages in the last 3 minutes since you and I were talking about that during the break. But basically saying that it is extremely rare, implying that it's extremely rare that they would actually crack a safe right there on site during a raid. My question is, because the DOJ and the FBI has plenty of resources to remove a safe, right? Why crack it right there would be my question. And maybe it's just that, okay, we had the equipment to crack it here, and we didn't have the equipment with us during this raid to remove it. It could be something like that. I don't know. But my question, too, is all the documents that were taken, think about what a judge would have to approve on the warrant. Is it any and all documents? I mean, are we getting back to a Mueller type of approach of, you know, anything else you might find along the way, any documents, any pieces of paper? Or was it very specific? This is where the DOJ has to answer these questions. They don't have to get into the details of the investigation, but the nature of the warrant absolutely has to be answered for here.
Well, here's what you would do. You would say the president, and this is the whole thing, the fact that there's been no statement, because it would be, and I'm just doing this off the top of my head. You can add on to it, which I know you will, but the FBI today raided the former president's residence at Mar-a-Lago, and it did not have to do with just the Presidential Records Act. There are other things in Trump's business dealings that the Department of Justice is looking into.
Yeah.
Right. So that would mean that there's a criminal act that they're looking into, not the type of violation or, you know, administrative violation that, you know, you when you talk about a president with the records after their presidency. You would say that it just doesn't relate to, you don't have to give any other information. You simply say it does not relate just to the Presidential Records Act, as all the sources are telling all the media, that's the only thing that it relates to.
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't know. It could have been a heavier crime, like a protesting at a school board meeting.
No, but you understand my point. That you
yeah,
could,
no, I mean, that's
because that's the thing. But you need to put out a statement when this happens to an in order, because the first thing that I would be looking at if I'm Attorney General is this is unprecedented in American history.
Yeah.
So we better be able to explain after we do it to the American public that this just isn't about the presidential. We need to have a statement ready to go. When we leave, the statement comes out as to the general reason of what the warrant was about. That it wasn't just about the Presidential Records Act, that it is about possible crimes with Trump's business dealings, or I can't see that it would be, if you did it about January 6th, I still think there would be an uproar because you haven't been able to identify any type of crime there publicly in the public trial. And so it would, I would guess if you were going to, well, whatever. I'm not going to assume.
All right.
If you're going to do it, you say this is outside the Presidential Records Act. It's more. It's about criminal acts that we believe were committed, and so we want to get these records before they're destroyed. Because if it's simply, oh, you have some classified material in there that we believe is classified, well, that's negotiated with his lawyers.
Well, and you know, David Axelrod several hours ago when this all was coming out. One thing is very clear. He tweeted this. One thing is very clear. Garland would not have authorized this raid and no federal judge would have signed off on it if there weren't significant evidence to warrant it.
I don't know that.
I don't know. After the Russian hoax, I mean, if you were to sit down and describe everything, go through all the details of what happened and how they put the Russian hoax together, it would blow your mind if you were hearing it for the first time. And so now, after that, all bets are off.
But if that's true, state it to the American public in your press release in a generality.
That's the big question. You know, it's not the fact that just the fact that the DOJ needs to give the American people answers. It's the fact that they're not doing it. The fact that they're saying nothing. You go to a podium, we won't be taking any questions. Here's what happened. Here was the timeline of what happened. Here's the nature of the warrant. We will continue as the information warrants and the investigation warrants. We will continue to update the press on this situation, but they're nowhere to be found. In fact, we're not learning it from the DOJ. We're learning it from the Trump camp.
And as I said, you would simply say you put out the statement. Doesn't have to be a long statement. You put out a statement, you know, from the Department of Justice saying a raid was held at the former president's residence today, and it has to do with possible crimes by possible. We're looking into possible crimes from business associates or businesses he has been involved in or whatever, and you leave it out. You don't have to give any type of information, and then that would at least that gives the public an idea that you're looking at criminal, and I'm not saying there's criminal wrongdoing there. I'm just stating this is what you do. You would be informing the public that the warrant is based on criminal activity of his businesses, not relating to his presidency in all likelihood.
Yeah.
Right? Because
right.
That's what it would be. And at that point, people would say, okay, that doesn't relate to it. But all the information that we have gotten from the sources state it's simply about the Presidential Records Act. That's the only thing.
Right.
It's not about, I saw some Democrat senator, well, with January 6th, and this, well, it's got nothing to do with January 6th is what we're told. It has nothing to do with any type of criminal act outside of criminal act in his business activities whatsoever. We're told it's simply the Presidential Records Act. He has stuff that the archive says they want.
Yeah, this is, in two big ways, all bets are off because this doesn't apply to normal situations because, number one, it's a former president and you raided his home. And number two, again, after the Russian hoax and all of the lengths that they went to create all of that,
well,
it all bets are off.
Look, one of the things that we talked about was especially the first impeachment when we said, wait a minute, we knew already because of the State Department on Hunter Biden.
Hmm.
We already knew that there was concern inside the State Department about Biden's relationship and what he was doing, in Ukraine. Hunter Biden and the relationship of how it made the vice president look extremely bad. And so when Trump said to Zelensky, when he said, look, we're concerned because we believe that, there was influence. He was impeached for that.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys need to look into this. He was impeached for that. They tried to remove him from office. We now know that Biden was involved as vice president in all of his son's business dealings. We know that if the information we had out today, and nobody's talking about this, if the information we know about Hunter Biden was out today, that impeachment doesn't happen.
Oh, yeah, right.
That doesn't happen because it's complete.
No, because you would have some in the mainstream media, at least a few, going, well, wait a minute, it's a legitimate concern.
So we know, and how many inside the intelligence agencies knew what Joe Biden was up to, knew about his business dealings. I don't know what they knew, but what Trump was concerned about was totally and completely legit.
Right. Right.
And there was an effort to make it seem like none of it was and all of it was. Well, after you see that and after you throw in Russia collusion narrative, for 3 years the Democrats lied about Trump colluding with the Russians to hack or change the outcome of the 2016 presidential election. And we know now it was the Hillary campaign and the Democrats that put together one of the most sophisticated political dirty tricks and put together an enterprise to create a complete lie on different levels about this president, create a false narrative, sell that false narrative to willing dupes of the management of the FBI in order to get a secret warrant. Well, if they can get a secret warrant for a presidential campaign, I don't give any credibility to this Justice Department and them getting a warrant. And so Merrick Garland, knowing that, should have made sure that the Department of Justice put out a statement afterwards letting people know this is not about the Presidential Records Act. It is about other crimes that we believe that we are looking into, that we are investigating, mm-hmm. and we believe that there is evidence relating to these possible crimes that is in that residence. And you leave it at that.
Right.
You don't have to give any other information besides that. They didn't do that. Why didn't they do that? Why did they just leave it out there? And even after, why isn't there a late night statement from the Department of Justice saying, look, this wasn't just about the Presidential Records Act?
Right.
Because that's what all the media is saying, and that would be something you'd want to get on top of, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You want to be able to control the information. As I said a minute ago, the information is coming from sources and the Trump camp. So you want to be able to control that information before it gets out of hand. Why haven't they said a thing? Why is there no statement yet? That's mind-boggling.
866-90-RED-EYE.
We'll be right back with more Red Eye Radio with Eric Harley and Gary McNamara.
It's Red Eye Radio. He is Eric Harley, and I'm Gary McNamara. 866-90 Red Eye, if you would like to get in. And I was just going through the New York Times, and it's the same as Fox, it's the same as everybody else's sources.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't about anything else. except the Presidential Records Act.
Right.
And that the archives are claiming that he has still has some classified material. Remember, they requested 15, they requested materials last time, and he turned over 15 boxes to them.
Right.
Why didn't that happen this time?
Right. Why the urgency that would require a raid? Because that's what you're doing is, because either it's all political and for show, or you believed that there were documents that were at risk of falling into the wrong hands.
Well, then you say that in a statement.
Why the urgency? Why a raid?
Right. And why no statement?
On a former president at his home.
Right. Knowing this is that this has never happened in the history of the Republic, anything like this.
Well, you know, to David Axelrod's point.
Well, no judge and, you know, Merrick Garland, it must have been huge.
Well, it wasn't huge enough for the DOJ to make a statement.
Top of the Hour News is brought to you by Howes Products. Visit HowesProducts.com.
This is Red Eye Radio on Westwood One. Now, it's Red Eye Radio. Gary McNamara and Eric Harley talk about everything from politics to social issues and news of the day. Whether you're up late or you're just starting your day, welcome to the show. This is Red Eye Radio.
All across America and around the world, 866-90-RED-EYE. He is Eric Harley, and I'm Gary McNamara. Welcome and good morning. You were just reading me that what some on the left were saying this was about. Well, actually, some on the right saying this was about, by quoting people on the left, the raid of Donald Trump, that if you were convicted of breaking the Presidential Records Act, based on the law, breaking this kind of law means you couldn't run for public office again. That was quickly nixed by constitutional professors who said, well, no, the Constitution decides what the qualifications are for president, not a federal law.
Right. And the idea of, you know, this, and unless Merrick Garland, I guess, believes that he could push that. But we don't even have to go that far, because my question would, again, all the questions go to the DOJ on what constitutes the warrant. Where's the justification in the warrant? What's the nature of the warrant?
Mm-hmm.
According to sources that at least one reporter over at News Nation was citing some sources that said it was about specific documents and implied that it was not a carry all the pieces of paper that you find out of the building. We'll see how accurate that is, I guess.
That it wasn't what?
It wasn't. That it was about specific documents, and it wasn't about any and all documents that you may find, you know, premises.
Okay. All right.
In other words, which would be what they call that spill raid. In other words, you go collect and then see what, you know, if what you're looking for is in that set. That, according to the, again, we have to be very careful here, because none of this is coming from the DOJ. We don't know what the nature of the warrant was. And this is the problem. The DOJ is allowing the information to be controlled by sources and the Trump camp. And I don't even know why you would do that. That doesn't make any sense at all. And so we'll see what is accurate, because things absolutely will change whenever we're going to learn.
If you're going in for specific documents but walked out with tons of documents, then you've actually not fulfilled what the judge told you to do.
That's again, gets back to the nature of the warrant. How do you write a warrant like that, given what we know?
They were there all day. And according to News Nation, they were in plain clothes. The FBI were in plain clothes. They notified the Secret Service detail just before the raid. Again, this is according to sources.
Right.
See, we'll see what is accurate and true in the coming days. But if, and they said that, that this could be why the staff there at Mar-a-Lago wasn't alerted, because they didn't, you know, they thought maybe it was the Secret Service carrying documents out of there. I question that. But we'll find out what's true and what isn't. The answers need to come from the DOJ.
Yeah, word of mouth would spread very, very quickly if the FBI
place. If they believed it was the FBI, but I don't know how they wouldn't believe something was up, plainclothes or not.
No, if the FBI is at your place, you know it.
Yeah, I'm talking about the workers. They're not responsible for allowing, because it would be the Secret Service that gave them access.
Right.
And they're responsible for giving the FBI access, but they were, again, according to sources, they were notified just before the raid, as was the FBI office there in that area in southern Florida.
Well, we know this. I mean, Kevin McCarthy came out and basically tweeted out, you know, to Merrick Garland, clear your schedule for when we win next year.
Yeah, no joke.
When you and I believe now, this is something that will unify Republicans, maybe not necessarily for Donald Trump for president, but it will unify them when it comes to, I believe, getting out and voting, because it brings again the imagery of a double standard of law enforcement. You know, when you talk about, was it Podesta you said that came out and said they must have something?
Axelrod.
Oh, Axelrod. Well, what's the difference? when we've talked about this. We've talked about the IRS and under the Obama administration, how they went after, you know, politically motivated, went after Tea Party groups.
Mm-hmm.
Just reprehensible what happened. When you see the Russia collusion, when you see, and I'm relating the first impeachment to, you know what has gone on with what we now know about Hunter Biden. You and I said this, that we said the Republicans are really going to go after not Hunter Biden, but Joe Biden, because the obvious lie. There is, from the Republican standpoint, looking at Joe Biden right now with Hunter Biden and the evidence that exists right now.
Yeah,
from the laptop, which is not allegations, but actual evidence. Their plan is to completely, now, they are focused on completely destroying the Biden administration with this now.
Yeah.
If there was ever a chance they might soft sell it before, or just not go in with the same intensity, I believe that's gone now, unless something comes out that there's criminal wrongdoing from Trump.
Right. Yeah.
But again, none of the sources is telling any of the media that that's the case here.
Right. Yeah.
But when you just, I mean, you really unify me, whether it's Marco Rubio and it does come down to, number one, the rule of law, and it does come down now with the fear from Democrats when they see, or fear from Republicans when they see what Democrats will do, when they see what the Department of Justice was almost willing to do against parents that are fighting critical race theory.
Right.
They look at that and they say, my God, they would have done that and believe they could get away with it. And now they're doing something like this. They're doing things that are unprecedented in American history, you know, targeting the Tea Party during the Obama administration.
Right.
Tea Party groups, to keep them from organizing them by denying them nonprofit status or just delaying it for years so they can take the political power away. When you see what the DNC and the Hillary campaign did, when you see what they did and how the political dirty trick about how they created, they financed and created elaborate lies and sold it to the FBI, who sold the elaborate lies to the FISA court to get a secret warrant, which would have never been issued if the false evidence wasn't put together by the Hillary campaign and the DNC. And then you look at the other one, even though Sussman was not found by, I still believe it was jury nullification, even though Sussman was never found guilty, we all know that he lied to the FBI. And he lied to the FBI in order to create, in order to sell that lie to the media by saying, look, we sold, we told, you know, the FBI is now investigating the Trump, campaign. And we're just here to tell you about it, when in reality they financed and created the lie. When you see the lengths that they're willing to go to, when you see the fact that the Department of Justice would not go after and has not gone after the illegal protest of Supreme Court justices, when you see that that won't, that that doesn't happen, when it seems like there isn't at all an intensity to go after the violence that happened in 2020, when you see an administration and the Democratic Party that has said, we're going to let criminals go free, when you see an administration that says, open borders, and then we're going to deny that it's happening. Across the board, when you look at the Democrats and how they want to punish you if you won't believe that a biological man can become a biological woman because they say so, if you don't believe in critical race theory, that the premise is that all whites are racist and we must set society up with that given that all whites are racist.
Yeah.
Understand what this party is selling you, and then you get to the part of how they attempt to enforce these rules and regulations. And we know where the left wants to go. We've seen it in Canada. We've seen it in California with the law that would have actually jailed American citizens had the potential it existed until the California Supreme Court came in and said, you can't do this. Understand where they're going. It's not just a two-tier judicial system, it is outright fascism.
Yeah.
That they're selling. They don't believe in freedom of speech. They don't believe in freedom of religion. They don't believe in the Second Amendment. They don't believe in due process under the law. They don't believe in a bicameral legislature with a, you know, that has a House of Representatives and a Senate to ensure that every geographical location in the country, in order to keep it united, you know, has representation. When they don't believe in the same thing with the Electoral College, when they don't believe in the Constitution, when they don't believe in the republic form of government, those are all things that we have seen here over the last couple of years coming exclusively from Democrats.
Yep.
And if Republicans are scared about it, I believe they're justified. We're all justified and being scared about it. And when you see how what they did to Trump, well, Trump's a little paranoid. Yeah, for 3 years, you know what they did? You know what the Hillary campaign did? The biggest political dirty trick in American history.
Yeah, right.
They attempted to set him up.
Yep.
They created a lie. They financed a lie. They sold it to the FBI that sold it to the FISA court that put out a secret warrant.
Oh, I don't know why anybody would question a warrant that would be done.
Because we saw they got a secret warrant by financing and creating an elaborate lie about Trump.
Yep.
We've seen them do it already.
And then kept it going.
And then kept it going.
The Mueller investigation based on nothing. Yep. No crime.
Yep. Yep. For 3 years.
January 6th, no crime.
So you have corrupt management that we have seen in the FBI, in our intelligence agencies, and they all go scot-free. Well, yeah, then you can understand why there is some paranoia. Sometimes being afraid, sometimes paranoia is actually justified.
This has the potential to motivate a base like nothing else. If this were done purely for political reasons, and I know that it's at least in part political reasons, there's no other way. There's no other reason that you would have as your primary reason here, because if he has cooperated in requesting, he got the request to turn over the other documents, he turned them over. Why wouldn't there be the respect shown to a former president? Why the need for a raid? Why the need for a raid?
And no explanation.
And
knowing,
nothing from the DOJ.
Knowing that it was unprecedented in American history, why no statement from the DOJ? Why none the entire day?
Man, you just filled up the swamp all over again. You want to talk about, you may think that this is, your, I guess, October, September, or August, September, October a surprise. I'll tell you right now, this may be a surprise for the Democrats because this has the potential of motivating a base on the right. I don't know about 24. But this kind of activity cannot go without answers and people having to justify what they have done. This is a former president and you raided his home, and nothing from the DOJ.
866-90-RED-EYE.
Hi, I'm Jen Loomis, a transport safety expert at J.J. Keller, and I'm here to share a tip on drug and alcohol testing. Reasonable suspicion testing is the last line of defense a carrier has to keep impaired CDL-CMV drivers off the road. Motor carriers are required to have one or more supervisors who have been trained in the signs of drug use and alcohol abuse. Only these trained supervisors can send a driver for a DOT reasonable suspicion test. But it's important to note that someone other than your primary supervisor may be designated as your supervisor for the purpose of reasonable suspicion testing. If the trained supervisor observes a driver whose appearance, behavior, speech, or body odors indicate that the driver may be under the effect of drugs or alcohol, the supervisor will send the driver for a reasonable suspicion test. For drivers of CMVs that don't require a CDL, drug and alcohol reasonable suspicion testing is based on state law and their motor carrier's company policy. This tip was brought to you by J.J. Keller and Associates. Visit us at jjkeller.com.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Flying J and by Shell Rotella.
Coming up, more with Gary McNamara and Eric Harley. It's Red Eye Radio.
It's Red Eye Radio. He is Eric Harley, and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90-RED-EYE. So that's really, there's two things here that you raid a president's home, and there's no comment at all on it. And after it started getting out, which would have been after really 6:30 last night, because they were in there from like, what, 9 to 6:30? You were saying all day.
From 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Yeah.
So we were asleep when it came out. By the time it got to be 10 o'clock, this thing was probably 3.5-4 hours old when I woke up, when I saw it. And so I'm looking for, well, where's the statement from the Department of Justice? Because all the sources are stating that, well, no, this is just about the Presidential Records Act. Well, come on, then you should put that out, that it's only about the Presidential Records Act. But if you put that out, then you're going to be questioned, wait a minute, why aren't you you negotiated with them once to turn over boxes of documents. Why didn't you do it again? And if it's more than the Presidential Records Act, then you should say, no, this is about other criminal activity, because it's unprecedented in American history to raid a former president's home.
Yeah.
It isn't done unless there is serious justification for it, and they're quiet the whole day. The second point is, it does give and it does justify in many people's minds not just because of this, because there's still not a lot of information out on it, but it highlights everything else that happened before that shows there's a two-tier form of justice in the United States, and that will rally a base and rally a political party like the Republicans to, I believe, legitimately go after. I don't want them to do. I don't want the Republicans to do what the Democrats will do, but I do want them to seriously look into everything that has happened once they gain the House back in November, or in November, which would be January.
So here's what I wonder. I wonder if the DOJ had information that showed that the former president was going to, I don't know, relocate some documents or something, move them. They got word of a new safe being brought in or something like this. Then they show up and then they realize that their information was bogus. And that's why we haven't heard from the DOJ. Because they moved on something that wasn't substantial. They thought it was, and they got Geraldo'd when they opened that safe. I'm just throwing things out there because my question is, why in the world haven't we heard from them yet?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Right. No, it doesn't.
And Eric Harley taking your calls. 1-866-90-RED-EYE.
It's Red Eye Radio. He's Eric Harley, and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90-RED-EYE, if you'd like to get in. So really an incredible day. But those are, I think we sort of laid it out, that those are the things that you do something like this, and there's not a word from the Department of Justice. You can't do that. You cannot do that in a constitutional republic. You cannot raid a former president, a former president's home, who may be your next opposition, and nothing is said about it by the Department of Justice. You can't do that. And then when the sources come out and say, it was just about the Presidential Records Act, well, yeah, well, you've been having that debate as to what's classified and what you want, and you went through this fight already, and you got 15 boxes, why weren't you negotiating again?
Right.
Because that's how you do it.
Right.
If you believe there's actually records that you want, because nobody is saying that they, and this is where the Democrats are like, well, we need to go after Trump, need to hold him accountable. Well, the sources aren't telling any of the news media that this is holding him accountable for any crimes that he may have allegedly committed.
Right. By the way, he doesn't seem, while he was, you know, through the statements, you could see that he was highly upset. But he still stumped for Sarah Palin. I mean, for me, I would be in a room with all my lawyers all day, right? He doesn't seem to be worried, I guess, is my point, by anything that was there. And what they might find.
Well, you know, we've gone through so much of it, you know, whether it's the looking at his business dealings, the Southern District of New York, who was it that dropped the investigation of him? It's like when they talk about the IRS stuff and, you know, that's where they're going to get him. It's like the IRS has been auditing him the entire time. If there was wrongdoing, the IRS would have already flagged that years ago.
Well, and again, he's been out of the White House now for over 18 months. So my question is, why did you get to this point? And why, after you've already requested documents and he cooperated and handed whatever documents.
Yeah, there was a back and forth that went on. But that's what happened.
Why would that not continue? Why the raid?
Yeah.
Because right now, to millions of people, this looks like purely political show.
It looks like a banana republic.
Yep. Once again, try and create doubt in any way that you can
That's the imagery of what happened yesterday.
Right.
Otherwise, the Department of Justice would have said, look, this is specific to criminal things going on. It doesn't have to do with the Presidential Records Act.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with other things.
Right.
It has to do with other possible crimes, and that's what the warrant is based on.
Right.
And then you're done. Then it's like, okay, they're going after you would then say, whether it's legit or not, you at least have an explanation. They're going after Trump's business dealings again. And there would still be the normal political thing, but you would say we're going after a criminal business act outside of the debate going on between the former executive branch and the National Archives.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was looking, I forgot who. Let me just see if I can find it here in the. Okay, I was trying to find. I was looking at some of what some of the Democrats had to say, and nothing was related to this actual raid. From what we know. I can't find it now.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, Ro Khan from California. But look, the FBI doesn't go in unless a judge signs off on a search warrant. Well, that means they have to have some type of problem. Sorry with what would happen before.
All bets are off.
Right.
All bets are off. And again, you know, I understand what they're all trying to say. That's something this huge. They understand the fallout, or they don't care, or they believe it works in their favor, or look at the whole Russian hoax thing. Look at the Mueller investigation into zero crime. Look at January 6th committee. Even though that's lawmakers, it's still they're again in constant communication with the Department of Justice. Look at the Department of Justice taking on parents who are concerned about what's being taught to their children. Yeah, aside from all that, you're right. This is the mess they create. We talk about the liberal circular firing squad all the time, but they also just, you know, keep moving and moving and moving and moving in ways that baffle anybody with a critical thinking skills.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
and it's just, you look at this situation, because actually I'd be deathly afraid that this would be the thing that ends my career if I'm Merrick Garland and you go in to Mar-a-Lago and you get burned. You get your whatever justification you thought was on that warrant actually wasn't there at all.
Yeah, here it is. But squad representative Jayapal, from Democrat from Washington, said the FBI is working toward accountability and went as far to say that Trump, that's what happens when you break the law, try to steal an election, and incite a deadly insurrection. Donald Trump should be in jail. I'm glad the FBI is taking steps towards accountability. Everything she said there has nothing to do or related to what the sources told the media,
right.
All media.
Right.
Now, whether it's the New York Times or Fox or Newsmax or News Nation, everybody had the same. Throw it in the News Nation. Everybody had the exact same story from different multiple sources. This is strictly about the Presidential Records Act.
Right.
If that was, it's an abomination.
Yeah.
It's unprecedented in American history. It shouldn't happen. And you, if it is, you ask yourself, why the hell did they do that? This isn't an advantage for Democrats to do that unless they think this is going to somehow solidify their base for the midterms.
Hmm.
But the fact is, if they went in and it was outside of the Presidential Records Act, then they should be upfront with the American public and tell the American public that. And not doing so is why there is such great suspicion. You brought up a case, though, if they were looking for something specific, and there is a belief that they may have been, as you said, who would said that?
That was one of the reporters at News Nation.
They may have been looking something for specific, but they walked out with a ton of stuff. Did they get burned?
Right.
And that's why they're quiet on it. Because this is unprecedented. The raid is unprecedented, but the Department of Justice having no statement at all on it.
Yeah, right.
Just letting it sit is the last thing that you would ever want to do.
Because the very reason for a raid like this, if it is about classified documents, is to protect those documents and keep them from being seen or falling into the wrong hands. You move to make sure they're not going, that evidence isn't going to be destroyed and that those documents aren't going to fall into the wrong hands. And again, so that begs the question, well, why did it take this long then? What new came about that finally justified a warrant that opened the doors at Mar-a-Lago? What justifies raiding the home of a former president? Please explain that to me. I'd like to know. On a matter like this, because if it is about documents, then why all of this? Why not the request?
Yeah.
Because, you know, the DOJ could come out and say, hey, we've requested documents that haven't been turned over. And they're not cooperating. They cooperated on some documents, but they didn't turn over everything. But I really have to wonder if the silence at the DOJ is because they got burned. They didn't find what they were looking for. Which gets back to the justification for a warrant in the first place. What changed recently? Or is this purely political theater?
Reading from Jonathan Turley, it was just reported that sources indicate, this is 3 hours ago, that the safe was opened by a safe cracker but was found empty.
Empty, right, yeah.
That only highlights the questions of any evidence of direct involvement by Trump and any intention effort at concealment.
Hmm.
That is why, again, we cannot assume that criminal charges are inevitable after such a raid. On MSNBC, a host said that the orange jumpsuit may be coming. That is rather premature given the history of prosecutions in this area and the absence of any confirmed evidence.
Right. Because if you didn't find what you were looking for and you got other documents which fell under the scope of that warrant, now you're going through all of those documents trying to determine if any of those documents fit the fit any applicable charge.
And as he wrote here, to tamp down the speculation, it's not given that criminal prosecution will result even if documents are found at the location. Such acts can result in prosecution, but Records Act violations are rarely subject to prosecution, even with intentional and egregious acts like Sandy Berger's when he went in. Berger actually went in to the archive and stole documents.
Right.
There was no jail time and a misdemeanor plea. Much will depend on the scope of the violation and intent behind any retention or concealment. There's a host of details that remain unclear, particularly any communications since the seizure of the boxes a couple of months ago. On suspected omissions or retentions, there will also be questions of Trump's personal handling or knowledge of such documents. The reported forced entry into the safe is obviously notable. Documents removed to the safe could show such selection retention, but FBI agents tend to scoop up and all documents that falls within the parameters of the search warrant.
Right.
Yeah, this is bizarre.
And so if you get burned and you thought something was in the safe and there's nothing there, and that's, you thought maybe the golden egg was going to be there, Now you're searching those other documents that still fell within the scope of the warrant to find something so that you can release a statement at some point and say, see, we were justified in going in.
866-90-RED-EYE.
Coming up, more with Gary McNamara and Eric Harley. It's Red Eye Radio.
It's Red Eye Radio. He's Eric Harley, and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90-RED-EYE. Coming up, more on the raid on Trump's home yesterday. We will get to that. Well, there may be some problems with the Build Back Inflation Better, Build Inflation Better,
yeah,
legislation. A couple of Texas Democrats say the fee, the energy fee that they want isn't going to sell in Texas. We'll get to that, plus the story that I really love. Billionaires and the Hollywood celebrities now join the call to end the apps that can show the public where planes are going across the United States.
Yeah.
After so many of them were exposed as climate criminals for flying their private jets everywhere. And you can watch the jets. What is it? Flight Track 24 that I have on my phone. And whenever I fly, I watch my own flight. I know. You know everything about your own flight. You can look at it at your phone, and you can see every flight in the world.
Right. Yeah.
That is going, and it's fascinating, and they want it now. They want their privacy protected so they cannot be exposed as climate criminals.
Yeah. I wonder where Leo is on that. But, you know, it's interesting. Mark Cuban, actually, there was a, you know, the I forget the name of the guy, the young guy that puts up on social media, you know, where they track different billionaires' pages or flights and celebrities' flights. And Mark Cuban said, hey, you know, I'll have a conversation with you if you just, you know, stop this. I'll have a private conversation. The guy said, okay, I was willing to do it because Mark Cuban's page didn't have many followers.
This is Red Eye Radio on Westwood One. Now, it's Red Eye Radio. Gary McNamara and Eric Harley talk about everything from politics to social issues and news of the day. Whether you're up late or you're just starting your day, welcome to the show. This is Red Eye Radio.
All across America and around the planet, 866-90-RED-EYE. He's Eric Harley and I'm Gary McNamara. Download our Red Eye Radio app today and listen when you want, unless our studio is raided.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. We'll get
trying to figure out where all my documents are.
Yeah, we'll get to more of that coming up here in a couple of... Well, we'll wait till the IRS agents are hired before we get hit.
Did you see the Babylon Bee?
No.
All the immigrants going into New York City? They're being hired as the 87,000 IRS agents.
We'll get to that. Because Adams is throwing a fit. And then I saw people being interviewed on the streets of New York saying, it's a federal thing. If Biden wasn't allowing them to come over the border, they wouldn't be being sent to New York. And also, as the New York Post exposed, what, about 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
They said, wait a minute. At that point, none of the illegal immigrants that they were complaining about were coming. Oh, I guess at that point they would be legal because they're allowed into, technically,
right.
They're legal.
Right.
So they would be, okay, you would call them migrants, but they came into the country illegally, and they were being sent to New York by Biden. Biden was sending the planes to New York and dropping them off, and that was overwhelming. And they were blaming Texas and Arizona, and it was Biden that was doing it.
Yeah, right.
But here, By the way, here he is yesterday. Okay, you want to hear this?
Okay.
He was talking about the specifics of the Build Inflation Back Better bill.
What we're doing today, what we passed yesterday, helping take care of everything from health care to God knows what else.
God knows what else is in that heaping, steaming pile.
I have no idea. President Joe Biden was criticized on Twitter Monday for appearing to admit that he does not know what is in the Inflation Reduction Act.
Oh, wow.
What we're doing today, what we passed yesterday, helping to take care of everything from health care to God knows what else.
You know, the thing.
God knows what else means whatever the far left wanted in the bill and all the pork, extra pork, mansion, and cinema needed to get to yes.
Yeah. You know, the thing. Come on, man.
Sounds like he's not even interested. It's like, okay, we got this legislation. We got it passed. That's the victory.
Where do I sign? No, sir, it's still in the House. What House? In my house? No, in the House of Representatives.
Fox had this story. Two vulnerable House Democrats are suggesting that their support for the Manchin-Schumer social spending and taxation bill, that's how Fox had it, may be uncertain after an energy fee would fine fossil fuel companies for their methane emissions was included in the Senate bill. The fee, known as the Inflation Reduction Act Methane Emissions Charge, has been a thorn in the side of some Democrats, specifically those representing vulnerable districts in Texas with a heavy oil and gas industry presence, and could end up being the deciding factor on whether the bill ultimately passes or fails in the House. Texas Democrats Henry Cuellar and Vicente Gonzalez, and then Republican Filerman Vila wrote a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last year complaining the fee, which was included in an earlier version of the House Build Back Better legislation, unfairly targets oil and gas companies, and that it would hurt the ability for the U.S. to become competitive in the world energy market. Well, you idiot Democrats! That's their goal.
Yeah. Where'd you think this was going?
It's unclear if Gonzalez and Cuellar's opposition to the fee has worn off after the scaled-back version of the bill passed by the Senate with the fee included. Both appear to be waiting to see how conversations surrounding it shake out as the week progresses. Jesus. Well, we need to take it out. It hurts our competitiveness in the energy. Well, that's their whole goal is to do that.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know, we've seen this since the very beginning of the gas prices increasing. And no Democrat disagrees with us on it. They know. They know the Democrats want to skyrocket gasoline prices.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make gas prices, gasoline prices, natural gas prices, coal, any energy that comes from coal, electricity prices, energy that is produced that way, they want to skyrocket the cost of electricity. They want to skyrocket the cost of all regular, consistent forms of energy that we're used to, so that alternative forms, unreliable forms of energy that are much more expensive, you'll be forced to use. They don't even want to bankrupt the energy companies. They want to bankrupt you.
Yeah.
And it's their goal. It's always been their goal. And we all know it. Every Democrat knows it. Every Democrat listening right now, you know it, right?
Yeah.
Admit it.
Of course. They know.
Don't be afraid. Say yes.
Yeah.
You know that's the whole thing. So this whole thing that when I saw this, And then what was the other one? There was the other story that I wanted to get to here that was on. Oh, there was a story on Manchin. It was just a quick thing on. There it is. Charles Cook. Joe Manchin was all talk. National Review.
Yeah.
When push came to shove, the West Virginia senator failed to follow through on his stated commitment to fiscally responsible policymaking. He ended up being exactly what we told you and we were afraid he would be, which is just another tax and spend Democrat who wishes to destroy traditional forms of energy. And, you know, that was right there. The Democrats know their bill has nothing to do with inflation. They just don't care. And why would they? When sleight of hand has worked for them so well for them as of late. In March of last year, the party insisted that its American Rescue Plan was vital and a timely COVID mitigation measure right up until the moment it was signed into law, at which point all mentions of COVID-19 were dropped and the package was instantly recast as to what it had been all along, the gigantic inflationary, pork-laden social spending bill the Democrats had coveted for a decade. The Post cheerleading op-ed page, progressive bellwether columnist E.J. Dionne is no longer trying to hide the ball, taking a victory lap that never mentions a word inflation. He rejoices in the news, and on a straight partisan vote, Democrats approved the largest investment in the history to fight climate change, married to first steps towards controlling prescription drug costs and helping Americans buy health insurance. The bill also raised corporate taxes and increased tax enforcement to begin what should be a sustained effort to reform the tax code by way of bringing revenue closer to long-term alignment with spending. That's the last part of it. It's BS.
Yeah, of course.
But the first part of it, yeah, it was just a massive spending bill. But Manchin was all talk, and we had warned everybody about that early on, that he was all talk. He doesn't care about you if you're suffering.
No.
You're in West Virginia. He doesn't care.
Nope.
Because what Joe Manchin did was ensure that energy prices in West Virginia and coal and other forms of energy, traditional forms of energy in West Virginia, they have now moved closer to their ultimate goal to get it all banned.
Yep. And, you know, this is who Joe Manchin is. This is his political makeup. There was no pressure on him politically in his state to cooperate with Joe Biden. You can look at the dismal approval numbers in West Virginia and see that very clearly.
And he wrote here, there's two possible considerations that Joe Manchin is so chronically gullible that he was hornswoggled into supporting a bill that he insisted he opposed.
Give me a break.
Or that Joe Manchin is a fraud. Joe Manchin's a fraud.
Joe Manchin's a fraud. He's a liar. Right.
I suspect the latter is the case. On inflation, on spending, and on the Senate's preference for budgetary gimmicks, Manchin talks a good game, but when push comes to shove, he doesn't seem to follow through.
Yep.
Well, duh. Doesn't seem to follow through. So there you go. You've got...
Look, I don't know how many...
Well, says, when asked, Manchin likes to say that he won't vote for anything he can't explain to voters back home. He's got a lot of explaining to do now. Well, he couldn't explain it anywhere when he was in...
Right.
He just, well, they're wrong. Well, I hope I'm right.
Yeah, I hope I don't do that again.
Yeah, hope I don't do what we did last time. You voted for a bill that you said would increase inflation, and it did. Well, I made a mistake.
I hope not to make that mistake again.
So you're doing the same thing. You're spending... You're spending more money, you're taxing, and you're trying to kill coal and natural gas. You're trying to kill cheap forms of energy. How is that not doing the exact same thing? Because it's not. Well, why isn't? Because it's the exact same thing you wished to do last time, tax and spend. Why is it different? Because it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you've got all these economists, and you've got... the Joint Committee on Taxation, you've got the Congressional Budget Office. They all say this will lead to higher inflation. Well, they're wrong. but it's exactly what you did before that increased inflation. Well, yeah, I got it wrong last time. I hope I got it right this time.
He's a fraud. And he's really horrible.
I'm sorry, but he gives West Virginia a very bad image as being extremely stupid and gullible, but we know he's not. We know he's a fraud.
He's a fraud. They definitely deserve better representation.
866-90-RED-EYE.
Get in touch with Red Eye Radio, toll free at 866-90-RED-EYE.
It's Red Eye Radio. He is Eric Carly, and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90 Red Eye. Good morning. Welcome. Be interesting to see where that goes in the House this week, though.
Yeah.
To see if there is any,
yeah.
If they have any problem getting it through the House. You saw that the White House trying to rebrand Biden as Dark Brandon.
Yeah, that was silly. Stupid. You know, and a couple of liberal reporters saying, well, it was just in response to the people who are Trump supporters who have all the memes of him as the Terminator and blah. Yeah. And they take it seriously. Yeah, do they? Really? But it was funny. It was funny to watch. You know, this is, but I guess it's what you, in the echo chamber on social media, it's the only thing that you've got left to defend Biden. Because, you know, it implies that, you know, he's getting things done. He's superhuman, which is laughable to say. Lasers coming out of his eyes. Yeah, let's be clear. He can barely get through one question. Let's calm down.
I would just shut up.
Yeah.
Where was it to the?
And by the way, Dark Biden, Hunter already owns that name
on the
different reason
on the golf tournament over the weekend. I don't even know who the golf. I just know the golfer's name was Brandon, and he had like yeah. He had like an eagle.
Yeah.
I mean, he hit the ball in the hole from, I don't know, you just see the ball rolling in the hole, and I didn't pay any attention to the golf tournament this weekend, so I don't even know who the golfer was.
Right.
But he made the shot, and the announcer went, "Let's go, Brandon!" It's like, did the announcer know what they were saying?
I'm guessing.
I didn't recognize who the announcer was. I didn't know. It was a very, very short clip.
Yeah.
It was on Twitter yesterday, and I'm like, boy, I missed that one.
I'm guessing that wasn't a coincidence.
I wonder.
It'd be hard to believe.
But I wonder if that announcer will be disciplined for saying that.
Yeah. Well, no word yet on it, so I wonder. Yeah.
So I love this one. I love this story. Billionaires, Hollywood celebrities, and climate activists are trying to get those apps that actually can track jets all across the world. They're calling on a public company not to track their flights and expose their carbon footprints. News reports that the flight-following websites and Twitter accounts that offer real-time views of air traffic are on the end of regular pushbacks, ranging from complaints by those who would rather their movements are not in the public domain. One U.S.-based group alone gets dozens of requests each year to stop posting aircraft flight movements, according to its organizer. We have not removed anything so far. This is all public information, and I don't want to be the arbiter of who's right and who's wrong, said the founder of flight tracking site ADS be exchanged, which can track any flight from a private individual to a politician, star, activist, and member of royalty. A service like Sweden-based Flight Radar 24 that I have has 34,000 mostly volunteer-operated receivers around the world to pick up the signals, a key source of information that's routed back to a central network and combined with data on flight schedules and aircraft information. Figuring out or confirming to whom a plane actually belongs to can require some sleuthing, said the jet tracker, who filed a public records request with the U.S. government that yielded a form bearing the signature of a particular plane's owner, Elon Musk. You remember that one? Mm-hmm. But what they're complaining about is the fact that it came out that you had climate change warriors, okay, climate change groups that were looking at Hollywood stars, and that's where, remember, the number one climate criminal was it Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I think it was Taylor Swift.
A couple of weeks ago, right.
And then she was claiming, no, that's not all me. I lend my jet out to other people.
Yes, this is a climate criminal backlash.
Yeah. All right.
And so they, let me see. They just started looking at all the different celebrities here,
right,
that have got hit now, and especially now the organized effort. Because now that people are organizing to look at where planes go, now they're starting to scrutinize all the celebrities out there who talk about climate change, climate change, climate change, climate change. Because remember, there is a split in the climate change activists out there.
There's, oh, yeah.
There are still the people that are saying, well, we're talking, what do they call it, net zero?
Net zero is not zero.
Right. Net zero is not zero. For example, you fly a plane, but you plant 1,000 trees.
Right.
What the new climate change activists are saying is that doesn't cut it.
Right.
You need to plant the trees, but not fly.
Right. You need to walk.
Right.
To Brazil.
But do not expel any carbon dioxide.
Exactly.
Out of your lungs.
Right. Don't breathe out.
About the extra E. Call in during the show. 1-866-90-RED-EYE. Red Eye Radio.
And he's Eric Carly, and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90-RED-EYE. Just reading here John Solomon's column. Not a lot of reaction yet because it happened so late. And, most of these opinion makers inside the Beltway, they only work 9 to 5, then they go out drinking. John Solomon here, the official word so far, that the FBI raided Donald Trump's compound looking for classified documents stands in sharp contrast to the way the Bureau and the Justice Department acted 7 years ago when the similar questions arose about Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's email. Back then, in the summer of 2015, there was no raid of Mrs. Clinton's home, where the server had been operated. In fact, the former Secretary of State's lawyer, David Kendall, was allowed to keep a thumb drive of the archive of her inbox, complete with all the classified materials, inside his office. The FBI even approved a special safe for Kendall to use to store the classified materials. In the end, Mrs. Clinton faced no prosecution because then FBI Director James Comey refused to send the matter to the DOJ, even though he declared her handling of classified emails as reckless. The different handling of the two cases involving famous figures led immediately to charges Monday night that the FBI was acting with a political double standard. The esteemed Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz, a lifelong Democrat who voted for Biden but also defended Trump during impeachment, said the raid was an aberration given that Trump wasn't even in Florida. A grand jury subpoena, he said, would have been more appropriate. Dershowitz said, absence convincing proof that Trump was planning to destroy evidence, the Biden DOJ and FBI risk committing an abuse of power with the raid. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley, another Democrat who also defended Trump during impeachment, agreed the raid raised serious questions. The question is why a subpoena would not suffice, particularly when the subject is not present at the location. Instead, a raid was ordered to scoop up boxes of potential sensitive documents that were not reviewable at the scene. The raid was approved by the Maine Justice Department, involved a court-approved warrant, and is part of an investigation in Washington, D.C., into the former president's handling of classified information. Eric Trump, the president's son, confirmed the FBI told Trump's staff that they were searching for documents the National Archive believed were classified and missing. He said the FBI brought a safe cracker and cracked open a safe but found nothing. The younger Trump said the FBI removed boxes of documents without looking through them. Now, that's important.
Yeah, right.
Turley said Eric Trump's mention of the safe raised only more troubling questions, citing sources that indicate that the safe was opened by a safecracker but was found empty. That only highlights questions of any evidence of direct involvement by Trump and any intentional effort at concealment. Any suggestions of criminal charges against Trump are forthcoming are vastly premature. We cannot assume that criminal charges are inevitable after such a raid, he tweeted. On MSNBC, a host said, the orange jumpsuit may be coming. That is rather premature given the history of prosecution in these areas and the absence of confined evidence. There have been some prosecutions under the Presidential Records Act of officials who removed official records or espionage charges for those who stole classified information, but those have been rare. The most famous involved Clinton's former National Security Advisor, Sandy Berger, who removed sensitive documents from the National Archive by concealing them inside of his clothing. He reached a plea deal that spared him prison time in favor of probation, a fine, and community service. Two sources, both briefed on the raid, told Just the News, this is John Solomon, the agents who executed the search were from the Washington field office, the same office that FBI whistleblowers recently complained to Senator Charles Grassley was involved in political meddling in investigations involving Trump and Hunter Biden. The former assistant agent in charge of that office was recently removed from his job. The agents were seeking evidence related to whether Trump removed classified documents from the White House to his compound at Mar-a-Lago. The sources said the National Archives recently lodged a complaint with the FBI regarding possible mishandling of documents. Officials have previously confirmed. The sources said at least one other witness may have raised questions about presidential records at the Florida compound. The sources also cautioned that while the records case was the stated pretext for the search, agents might find evidence in the boxes they removed that could relate to other investigations the FBI is looking into, like the January 6th Capitol riots. But as Dershowitz said, if there's any evidence that just doesn't relate, you know, that doesn't relate to it, you've just killed that evidence.
Right.
Unless it was in the warrant.
If it's covered by the warrant, right. That's, you know, right. then that doesn't apply. But if it's outside the scope of the warrant, then you don't, there was no reason for you to have that.
One source cautioned agents have latitude to seize things that match the description of items being sought in the warrant that later turn out to be relevant to other cases. No. The problem is, that's like saying if you see a gun.
Well, but
if you're trying to say that all papers are papers, so you can look through any paper, Dershowitz.
That's my question.
Yes. Dershowitz said the danger of such a raid, if excessive, is that it could lead to a fishing expedition unless there's evidence that we're not aware of. This is improper, and it is misconduct, he told Newsmax on Monday evening. If abuses are later discovered, evidence can be suppressed under the Fourth Amendment.
Well, and you know, because here's the question. What's the next move? The DOJ either found nothing. The DOJ says they're going to continue the investigation and takes, I don't know, at least 2 years and 3 months to conduct this investigation. And they won't comment between now and then. And then, of course, after the election in 24, they say, well, we didn't really find anything. The investigation is closed. Or they move on something. They find something and they move on it. Those are the basic three areas that they could move in of what happens next. This is unreal in its scope. But something has to come of this. Or did they just, we're still going through the documents. We're still going through the the investigation continues, and you carry it on through the 24 election to hang the cloud.
Well, that's
over
fine.
Donald Trump.
You can do that, but Republicans will be in the House at that point. And so, look, this is almost. Let me put this bluntly. This is a political war that's going to happen now between Republicans and Democrats.
Oh, they just drew a... I told you off the air. This is a hard line in the sand.
When Republicans get into office. Let's be blunt and honest about it.
With everything that happened up until now, and not that it's any of it is small, Russian hoax, the Mueller investigation, January 6th committee, and all this stuff, this bogus stuff, the two impeachments, all of it, all of this bogus stuff, none of it is to this scope because you raided his home. This right here is the line that you are drawing with, and I'll say this, quite possibly a number of people in the middle that have had enough of this kind of behavior that say that there's no way I can support a party that's going to weaponize the Department of Justice to this extent. Not everybody from parents to a former president, well, back then, a sitting president, a candidate for president. You think you're safe? You really think you're safe? I don't care how much money you have. And what lawyers you have, you're not safe.
If they will lie and create the enterprise that they did to bring down a candidate and then a president of the United States, and it went for 3 years, and the Democrats outright lied about it, they knew Trump wasn't guilty of anything. The Hillary campaign certainly did.
Yep.
Anybody involved in the Hillary campaign knew during that entire time. And those people were in the Department of Justice, and they knew Trump did nothing. And they kept that going for the longest time. That's why we say, when you actually break it down what happened, it's the biggest political dirty trick in American history. Nothing has ever come close to it, and most people still don't know that it even exists because the media hasn't covered it. I still find it interesting when I explain it to people. They go, oh, my God, really?
Their eyes glaze over.
Yeah. They're like, come on, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it did.
They look at you like you're like you're Alex Jones.
No, seriously.
When you say it, you go, no, this is actually, this is all documented. This is out there. No way. Because it's so unbelievable when you do it. And so when you put it into context with all Trump supporters and even non-Trump supporters who just believe in the rule of law, which might be a ton of independent. We know Democrats don't care. Democrats don't believe in due process. They just want, you believe in the opposite. Look, you speak wrong, we want you in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You speak wrong, we want you punished in some way. If you won't believe that it's now mainstream in the Democratic Party, mainstream in the party, that if you won't call, if you say, well, no, I'm sorry, a biological male can't be a biological female, they want your life destroyed. This is how radical that they are.
If you're a parent issuing concerns about what your children are being taught in school.
Right. They will label you a domestic terrorist and the Department of Justice, until called on it, will attempt to investigate parents being concerned about their children, domestic terrorists.
Yeah, if this is purely political theater, and man, it sure stinks like it. What happened in Mar-a-Lago yesterday, then there are two missions here. Try and keep Trump out of 2024 and get everybody else in line. If you think you're safe, the Department of Justice will come after you. Don't you dare show up at a school board meeting. Don't you dare be opinionated. Go ahead. Tweet about Hunter's laptop. This is scary on a whole new level because it reeks of abuse.
Well, we said it way back, then when they were going after Trump, and we said, we don't see the evidence here. If they can go after him, if they will go after a sitting president of the United States,
you're not safe.
You're mincemeat.
Yep.
I always wanted to say that on the air. 866-90-RED-EYE.
We'll be right back with more Red Eye Radio with Eric Harley and Gary McNamara.
It's Red Eye Radio. He is Eric Harley, and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90-RED-EYE. And that's the thing Dershowitz was talking about, if this is just ends up being another fishing expedition, because according to sources to Fox News, they were just going through everything. They were taking everything.
Right.
And so they weren't – were they looking for something specific?
Right. A specific set of documents. But if that is the case, then – does the warrant cover basically any documents in a certain room or part of the property? I don't know.
Source familiar told Fox News that FBI agents looked in every single office, safe, grabbed documents and boxes without going through them on the property.
Right.
They took boxes of documents to go through them later. They were not being judicious about what they took, the source told Fox News. That could be a problem down the line.
That sounds like a fishing expedition.
This is Red Eye Radio. On Westwood One.
Hey, that's part one of our show. Don't miss the rest. Click part two on our website, redeyeradioshow.com, or Red Eye Radio phone app to hear the rest of the show. And thanks for listening to Red Eye Radio.